Would you please pray with me? Holy God, prepare our hearts and minds to hear your word and receive the message you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Listen for the word of God. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In just a few days, many of us will be gathering with our families of origin or our chosen families to share a Thanksgiving meal. For some of us, myself included, this fills us with joy. We can't wait to see our loved ones eat the traditional Thanksgiving foods, my dad's cinnamon bread, I'm so excited, watch the Macy's parade or football, take a turkey-induced nap. While for others, it may not be an occasion looked forward to with joy, but with anxiety or sadness. Perhaps there are broken relationships that cause an unspoken tension in the room. Maybe a loved one died, and this will be the first Thanksgiving without them, and their absence will be keenly felt. Or maybe you're somewhere in the middle. You're neither looking forward to nor dreading the impending Thanksgiving Day and subsequent rapid trip toward Christmas. No matter how each of us is feeling as the holidays approach, we all must ask ourselves the perennial question, fancy pants or stretchy pants? What is the appropriate attire for this occasion? Well, I can't tell you what pants to wear, although I will say that a nice jumper or dress allows for maximum consumption of deliciousness while maintaining comfort. No, we won't be discussing an outward holiday wardrobe, but we can turn to our scripture reading to see how we should clothe our hearts as we enter into this holiday season that begins with a celebration of giving thanks and proceeds to the remembrance of when God revealed God's self to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Let us see how we should posture ourselves as the demands of the season begin to pile up, when we're faced with travel stress, cranky relatives, and all manner of holiday woes. These verses in Colossians first address us as God's chosen ones. I think sometimes we hear chosen and think it means that we're God's favorites. We can smugly sit back and bask in our belovedness. And while certainly God does desire that we know and rest in the assurance of God's love, but being chosen also calls us to action. We're not only beloved, but holy, set apart, and given the gift and the responsibility of bringing God's love to all. Now, when we're with people who are easy to love, this task is simple. But what about when we're asked to love the annoying coworker, the uncle whose political ideology is opposite our own, or the one who has disappointed us more than once. Our text advises us that, in addition to our stretchy pants, we are to clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Let's look at these qualities one by one. First, compassion. This is the desire to understand how others feel and to want the best for them. Then we have kindness. These can be seemingly small acts. Smile at the overworked and underpaid server and tip them a little extra. Offer to take out or bring in your neighbor's trash cans. Hold the door for someone. They don't have to be huge gestures, but they are small kindnesses that cumulatively make a difference. Next is humility. I like to think of humility as a right-sized view of oneself. It's so easy to become self-centered. After all, we are the star of every scene in the movie of our own lives. Humility encourages us to see ourselves in relation to all others. We neither need to elevate ourselves nor debase ourselves. We can recognize that we have gifts, and so do others. We can appreciate what others bring without bragging about our own accomplishments or downplaying our strengths. Our text calls the next trait meekness, but I like the translation gentleness. We should handle each other with care, for we are all breakable. We know this because each of us has been broken or knows someone who has been. We must be delicate and tender with each person's body and spirit. And finally, the text tells us to put on patience. This is important because we know people grate on our nerves. It may be outdated language that grandma hasn't unlearned, or a nephew who chews loudly with his mouth open. People hardly ever live up to exactly what we want or expect. We are to exercise patience, understanding that others are extending us the same courtesy. This leads to the exhortation to bear with one another and to forgive each other. I want to pause here to explicitly articulate that if you are in relationship with someone who has abused you, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you are not burdened with the task of forgiveness without repentance. You never need to put yourself in a situation wherein you could be re-injured, and you are entirely excused from all communication if you are the vulnerable party. I believe that God celebrates your self-protection. And many, if not most of us, have relationships in our lives that are not abusive, but they are fraught for one reason or another. Someone was slighted. An insensitive comment was uttered. A moment of anger or fatigue or stress led to a fissure in the connection, and now tension is present whenever the two are together in a room. This is where our Thanksgiving dressing comes in handy. If we're clothed in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, we can greet this person kindly and attempt to understand where they're coming from. We can value that both of us are created in the image of God with inherent dignity and worth. Neither of us is better nor worse. We can recognize that all humans are breakable, and we can handle them with care. We can pause before reacting in anger. When we are clothed in these graces, grace abounds. Forgiveness is possible. And once we're dressed in all these qualities, we are to throw on our overcoat, which is love. Love binds everything together in perfect harmony, our scripture says. Just as putting on a coat makes us warm, putting on these attributes leads us to a peace in our hearts and a thankful attitude. This is not peace of situation or circumstance, but rather the peace of Christ, which passes our understanding. When we are given the gift of this peace, we are truly thankful, and springing from our thanks, like a cup overflowing, we give. We share gratefully with those around us and continue to seek more opportunities to give and share and love. You may be thinking, that's all well and good, but maybe a little kumbaya for my taste. Sometimes situations or relationships are much more complicated, and people may need to hear a corrective word. I agree. Our text doesn't let them or us off the hook. We are to teach and admonish or counsel one another, but only when we are already filled with compassion, humility, and love to the point that we can approach one another in peace. Have you ever been so angry you feel your face get hot and you just have to say something? Even if your anger is righteous, it will have no constructive effect unless it is rooted in the qualities we are asked to embody. This list, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and love, these are internal tension-managing virtues. When they are in place, our words and actions will be more easily received, even when they are used to correct another person or call out injustice. Today we grieve another tragedy, as at least 5 members of the LGBTQ+ community were murdered last night. And this news comes to us on the Trans Day of Remembrance, the day that we honor the memories of the lives of transgender and gender diverse people tragically lost to violence, and the countless members of the community who face discrimination, violence, and harassment. One way we can all practice clothing ourselves with compassion and all the rest is to stand in solidarity with our trans siblings and with the friends and family of those killed in Colorado last night, to speak lovingly on their behalf when hateful rhetoric is spewed, to remind every person, or in some cases, to tell them for the first time that they too are loved unconditionally by God, who created them to be exactly who they are. Can you imagine how this message has the ability to transform us? I worried that this message would be too ethereal. Let's all just be better people and the world will be better. But you know what? It's hard work. And it takes a conscious effort on our part to strive for these things, especially when faced with such hatred and violence. But we do claim to follow and model our lives after the one who did this perfectly. Let us join Jesus in his ministry of love. Finally, our praise is to flow from this stream of love, peace, thankfulness, and we are to sing praises to God for all that God has done and will do in this world, in our communities, and in our own hearts. Then whatever we do, in word or deed, we are to do in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him. Friends, I am thankful for each one of you. I hope you have been blessed by this church, just as you are a blessing to us. We are called to be a blessing beyond this place, in our own neighborhoods and communities. And today we have a couple opportunities to do just that. Last week, during our Joy of the Season SALT group, we packed blessing bags for our unsheltered neighbors. The weather has been cold and rainy, and so we're asking all of you to join us in delivering these bags that contain socks, gloves, and rain ponchos. And in addition to this, we're also asking you to help us restock our brown bag pantry for this season. These brown bags, you see all lined up here, contain a list of foods that we hope to collect in order to feed families over the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. We would be so grateful to you for your help in this effort.